Welcome to Fear and Greed, the week ahead. I'm Sean Aylmer, and as always, I'm joined by economist Stephen Kukulis. You'll find him at thekook.com and on X using the handle thekook. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. What a week last week, hey?
Yeah, I hope you're well rested over the weekend because so much happening in the world of economics last week. Where do we start? Maybe we start with central banks, the Reserve Bank and the Fed.
And the Bank of Japan hiking rates. Look, there was so much happening last week. The BOJ, Bank of Japan, hiked rates for the first time in 17 years, so from minus 0.1% to plus 0.1%. Widely anticipated, but they're the sort of exception rather than the rule. And we know that the Japanese economy is so, so different to the rest of the world, the Western world. And the other central banks that matter most, arguably for us, the Reserve Bank of Australia, on hold, a change of wording from the Governor Michelle Bullock and at her press conference, which was, again, a 9.8 out of 10 sort of effort, hard from 10 out of 10. But she was sort of talking that they're not going to rule anything in or anything out when it comes to the outlook for interest rates. They did drop the bias towards tightening, that the next move in rates is probably up. They've got rid of that. So they're acknowledging the slowing economy, the fact that inflation's low. And it was interesting, the opening sentence in the statement, the published statement, was referring to the monthly inflation momentum, which was down to 3.4%. So that was important. The Fed, well, that was sort of neutral. You know, Powell, the chairperson of the Federal Reserve, was sort of saying, yeah, we're probably going to cut, but not yet. We want to be sure that the blip up in inflation in January and February is not a change of trend. We want to be sure that inflation's back on track, but we're still probably going to cut rates. So, something for everybody last week with the central banks.
Okay, what about those labour force figures? An unemployment rate of 3.7%, bit of a shock.
It's more of a shock than 100-1 winner of the Melbourne Cup. It doesn't happen very often. We had one recently. So, again, we had, 116,000 increase in employment. I think the top of the market consensus was about plus 45. So, wow. Blew that one out of the water. And 3.7 unemployment from 4.1. Again, way outside anyone's expectations. And the analysis that's sort of tended to follow that was, and acknowledged by the Bureau of Statistics themselves, is they've had a lot of trouble seasonally adjusting the November, December, January, February numbers because of changes in spending. You know, we go back to those Black Friday retail sales. There's a lot of temporary employment there. We change our holiday patterns around December, January. We had Taylor Swift in February. You know, look, I don't know. But this is a classic case where we want to see more numbers. That said, it's always nice to see a lift in jobs and lower unemployment. So that certainly probably pushes back the chatter about when the next rate cut or if the rate cut's going to happen at all. It was a real shock of a number.
Okay, so bringing all that together, inflation, as always, is centre stage. And this coming week, we've got the monthly inflation figure, and you just nominated the fact that the Reserve Bank talked about the monthly inflation last week.
They did, and that's what makes this one really important. Now, we've gone from a peak of 8.4% at the end of 2022 to 3.4% is the most recent observation. Look, there's a few reasons to think this one's going to tick up a little bit. There's a low number dropping out of the run rate, so with petrol prices also increasing, and a number of services prices included in this February number which comes out. I think the general consensus is we're going to tick back up towards about 3.6, 3.7. So the trend is still lower, even though the monthly zigzag pattern is going to continue. Obviously, any surprises, and goodness, the ABS has thrown up a few, any surprises either higher or lower will again just sort of change that sentiment or drive that sentiment towards rates on hold, a rate cut, and the outsider of the field at the moment is that next move in rates is up. But all eyes on that inflation rate, it does matter. And I'm so pleased we've got monthly inflation now.
What about the job vacancy figures out this week? Given those unemployment figures last week, we kind of start looking at job vacancies and anything that can give us a forward indicator of the employment market a little bit more closely.
Oh, yes, forward indicator. And this is why so many of us, I'll put my hand up front and centre, were wrong with that official labour force numbers last week, because job vacancies, the sort of seek and indeed job ads, have all been trending down over the last 12 to 18 months or so. And that sort of normally fits with a trend increase in the unemployment rate. Now, as I said, we want to get one more monthly unemployment number to see whether that was a quirk or not. But these job vacancies numbers later this week will actually sort of show the demand for labour from the private sector in particular, and sort of just validate or otherwise whether the labour market's slowing or not, because these are a pretty comprehensive set of, you know, demand for labour or future demand for labour, and they have been trending down. So the market's still actually looking for a small fall of about, you know, 1% to 2% quarter on quarter, just confirming that downtrend, which says that the labour market's probably weaker than last week's numbers were indicating.
Stephen, enjoy your week.
Thank you, Sean.
That was economist Stephen Kukulis, better known as The Kook, T-H-E-K-O-U-K. The Kook, you can find him at thekook.com and follow him on X using the handle The Kook. I'm Sean Aylmer, and this is Fear and Greed, the week ahead.